Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on prayer was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
All of us, we just feel like we've got to convince God that this is urgent. Oh God, please listen. He says that your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask Him. And let me also add this, that your Father knows what you need better than you know what you need. We say, oh God, I need this much money. And the truth is, you may not need that much money. You might need to get to learn how to handle the money you've got and quit blowing it on things and be a better steward. You know, this economic recession, I can guarantee you, if every person in here would have been a good steward of their money, if you would have listened to God, He'll tell you. It says in John chapter 16, I believe it's verse 13, that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Do you think that the Holy Spirit didn't know that there was going to be a bust in the economy in October? He knew it. And it's a promise that He'll show you things to come. Did you know God spoke to Jamie in January of 2008 and said, take all of your money out of anything that's risky and put it in something safe? And I don't believe that God spoke that to us only. He was speaking it to everybody, but most of us were going through our prayer list. Many of us were praying in tongues and not letting God speak. And you know what? He spoke to every born-again believer, and He shows you things to come, and we didn't hear. So maybe what we need is not money to replace the money we lost by our bad investments and not listening to God. Maybe what we need is to hear the voice of God and start learning something and become more God-dependent to where we don't do our own thing. So you know what? God knows what you need better than you know what you need. So instead of going in and giving Him, you know, option A or B, maybe you ought to say C, none of the above. God, what do you want me to do? That's like Peter when Jesus came walking on the water. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come unto you on the water. How is Jesus going to answer that prayer? He didn't say, Lord, is my faith up to walking on the water? Lord, do you want me to walk on the water? If he would have asked either of those questions, he might have got a different answer. The Lord might have said, Peter, you don't need to walk on water. I'll be there in just a few steps. Stay in the boat. I'll take care of things. He might have told him, Peter, you only got faith to go 10 feet and I'm 15 feet away. He might have told him a lot of things if he would have asked it different, but he said, if it's you, bid me come on the water. Well, it was him. So he said, come. How's God going to answer a prayer like that? So he got out of the boat and he walked on water for a ways, but then he began to sink. God had to rescue him. You know, it would really help if instead of you saying, oh God, if you really love me, then do this. Well, he really loves you, but maybe that's not what he wants for you. Maybe it's not God's best. You know, when I was in the Baptist church, I used to pray and say, oh God, I wanted to leave. I really wanted to leave. I wanted to go someplace where people believed God and believed in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and miracles. And I wanted to leave, but I kept thinking, oh God, you love the Baptist. And every time I'd pray about it, I'd say, oh God, don't you love the Baptist? Do you want, you want me to leave the Baptist church and just let them go to hell and be sick and poor? And don't you love the Baptist? So how's he going to respond to something like that? He kept saying, stay there. For 2.5 years, I stayed in the Baptist church after I should have left. And finally, one day, I just was fed up to hear with all of the criticism, and I was being persecuted and stuff. And finally, I said, God, do you want me in here? And he said, no, leave. It's the first time I gave him that option. But if you say, God, do you want me to just leave these people and let them go to hell? Well, certainly he's not. That's not what he wants. And so how can he answer that prayer? God knows what you need more than you know what you need. So instead of spending 90% of your time telling God what you need and trying to impress on Him how important it is and how He's got to give priority to this, you've got to have it by this time. God knows what time you need it. God knows things better than you do. Quit giving God ultimatums and telling Him what He's got to do and just come before Him And I hadn't got time to teach you all the rest of it, but at least get rid of the other thing where you're just demanding and coming in and doing a monologue and not giving God opportunity to lead you in prayer. The proper way would be to come and express some faith. Thank you, Father, that you know what the doctor said, and you knew about this problem before the doctor told me this. Father, you know what my financial situation is, and you knew what was coming before it happened, and you know what's going to happen next month, and you know when this thing's going to change and turn around. God, you already know everything, and so I don't have to spend my time explaining my situation to you. I know that you have a plan. You can see where I am and where you want me to be. And so, Father, here I am. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to deal with this? Am I going to die? Is the doctor true or is your word true? And if you'd go in and ask maybe a few more questions and quit making so many demands, we'd get a lot better results. If we'd approach God as if He really loves us, you'd get a better response. If you approached Him on the basis of His promises and said, Father, here's what the doctor says, but here's what your word says. You know what? You get a lot better results. Amen?
Amen.
So prayer isn't all of these things that I've countered tonight. God knows you. God knows what you need. You know, I learned this when I was pastoring a church and people would come in for counseling in their marriage. And you'd ask them, what's wrong? And the husband and the wife would tell you what's wrong. And 99% of the time, neither one of them got what the problem was. If they would have known what the problem was, they wouldn't have come to me for counseling. They were thinking it's what this person did, and they didn't understand what the real problem is. You know what? When you go before God and you think you got it all figured out, and God, what I need is $100,000. You just let me win the lottery and all my problems will be over. God knows that as you think in your heart, that's the way you are. And if you won the lottery and you kept thinking the same way, you'd be back in the same position pretty soon. And then you'd have the added failure of wasting all of those millions of dollars. Your problem isn't that you need more money. The problem is you need to start believing God and manage what you've got and learn to be faithful and do all of this. Instead of coming in and telling God what you think the solution is, you ought to come in and just express your love and dependence upon Him. And I'll explain this more as we get into this series. I'm going to be countering a lot of things. But you know what? If you really pray properly, you can get to where you don't even have to spend very much time asking for anything. God knows what your needs are. And the blessings will just come upon you and overtake you. Instead of you pursuing them with your tongue hanging out and you're panting and you're out of breath trying to catch the blessings of God, it'll be just the opposite. They'll come upon you and overtake you. You can get to where you're even hesitant to mention anything because you know if you mention it, God's just going to bless your socks off and you don't want to take advantage of it. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if most of you approach me the way you approach God, we could not maintain a relationship. It wouldn't work. And that's the very reason that some of you pray and do all of these things and yet it's not fulfilling. You aren't seeing the answers to your prayer. There's a better way to pray. So all I've done tonight is just say that hypocrites love to pray. That these things are wrong. I've tried to counter some things. I haven't put down a good foundation yet. But again, sometimes you have to counter the traditions before you can get the truth of the Word of God to stick. And so I'm going to be countering this and sharing some more things with you. And I'm going to share with you what the real purpose of prayer is and how to pray properly. So there's good news coming. Amen. Some of you may not have liked it tonight, but you know what? You got to sometimes be terrified before you can be edified. And we're doing this to bless you, not to hurt you. And if what I've said rubbed you the wrong way, you know how to solve that problem. It's like when you pet a cat the wrong way and their hair all stands up. You know, if you go against the grain, you know how to solve that problem? You just turn the cat around and keep petting. And it'll all lay down. So if what I've said rubbed you the wrong way, just repent. Turn around and say, Father, forgive me for my religious traditions, and it'll go to feeling good. Amen. Praise God. And again, I don't claim that I've got it all figured out. I'm still learning. And I, you know what? Everything that I've countered tonight, I've done. And yet God loved me. And God still loves me tonight, even though I don't say that I've got it all figured out. God still loves me. God loves you. Your heart may have been right, but I'm telling you, praying wrong will affect you. It will hinder you. And it can actually do more damage than it can do good. And so I encourage you to humble yourself. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. If any of these things convict you, then just repent. Turn around and it'll go to feeling good. It'll all lay down. Amen. Father, we love you and we thank you, Father, for the truth of your word. And Father, this is exactly the way that Jesus started teaching on prayer. He started countering the things not to do. Father, I've done this trying to follow your leadership that you expressed through Jesus. I've done it in love for these people, and I'm asking that the Holy Spirit here tonight would just bear witness with people. And Father, if I've countered religious traditions, I'm asking that the Word of God would dominate people more than religious traditions. That we'd make this decision in Romans 3:4 to let God be true and every man a liar. Let your Word dominate and religious traditions be nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I believe that your Holy Spirit's opening up people's hearts here tonight. And Father, we thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, right now, many of you just need to talk to God in your heart, separate from your formula, without your prayer list, and just talk to Him personally. And tell Him you're sorry for the thing that you've made out of prayer, and that you want to have real communion with Him. That you want to know Him personally. That you want your prayers to be effective. That you want to have real relationship with Him. That what you're after is God, not just some ritual or form. I believe that God's touching a lot of people's hearts here tonight. I believe that this is going to bear fruit and help you in your relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we agree and we receive that in Jesus' name. You know, let me ask here tonight if there's anybody who doesn't know Jesus personally.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.